There's an interesting trend on TikTok right now where usually women are filming and they're absolutely horrified over the fact that men are going at various restaurants and they're eating alone. And they're like, oh my God, look at the incels. And you go into the comment section, and a lot of people are shaming the men for having the audacity to go to a restaurant and eat alone. And I'm just baffled by this. Like, first of all, apparently, trends in society are set on women behavior. Like, if you don't behave like a woman, there's something inherently wrong with you. So if women prefer to go to the restaurant accompanied or in groups, then men have to do the same. Otherwise, the men are a problem. Like, they're defective or something. And I looked at many of the men from the tables. And they don't seem like, teenagers that are suffering from loneliness. No, like, actually, most of them, I wouldn't say they look like Chads, but, they're not morbidly obese. They don't seem to be dressed poorly. They do not seem to be suffering from financial issues. They're just like average men that are at restaurants eating dinner by themselves. And again, like the problem is that they're not acting like women, because if women like to go in groups, then men must like to go in groups as well. Now, I don't think there's a problem in going at a restaurant, whether in groups or single. It's just the problem is like judging other people for not behaving the way that the person filming the TikTok video demands them to behave. And also not understanding the issue, like why men actually tend to eat alone while women prefer to eat in groups. It's like, well, first of all, like women are more social. Obviously, not every single woman ever, in case there's a retard watching the video and assuming that when you use a generalization, it needs to apply to 100%. No. But like on average, women do prefer to be more social. Like they enjoy having a meal and they do the yak-ti-yak and they talk a lot. While men sometimes prefer to be alone with their problems and to think about the issue. For women, dinner is a social event. For men, dinner is something that they must do. Like, there's a lot of times when I would prefer if I wouldn't have to eat, but I gotta eat because, well, it's re a requirement. But I got a lot of jobs to do. I got a lot of work to do. And sometimes, like, having to eat is annoying. Like, I would prefer if I didn't, right? So, like, I just wanna go eat as fast as possible and then go back home and continue working. And this was the time when I would actually eat alone at the restaurant because like cooking takes time. The restaurant was actually cheaper. So I would just go to the restaurant, I would eat my meal as fast as possible, and then I would go back home and finish working so that I can make money and provide for my family. Now, going to a restaurant is not the same as it used to be. Because I remember, like, during my parents, or even worse, during the period of my grandparents, going to a restaurant was this big event, right? Like, especially if you went to a posh place, it was quite an expense, and you had to spend a lot of money. So, you wouldn't go alone, like, it was a social gathering. But nowadays, going to a restaurant, even like I wouldn't say necessarily a posh place, but somewhere like above medium, it's like $20. It's $20 in Romania. It's probably more in the United States, of course, but the people in the United States also earn more. Their paycheck is bigger. So yeah, like for $20, you get to eat very well. You get to order entrees. You get to order a nice steak. You get to say whether you want it to be well done or not. In Romania, we also don't pay tips, much to the horror and dismay of Americans. Like tips are actually something if you want to pay here. Like no one forces you to. So yeah, like you can go at a restaurant. You can eat really well. You don't have to do the dishes, you don't have to cook, you eat something that's tasty, right? Eating at a restaurant is now becoming even better than eating at McDonald's. Like eating at McDonald's used to be very cheap and something nice, but now it's almost like a posh place. Like if I was a teenager again and I wanted to impress a woman with the amount of wealth that I have, I would invite her to McDonald's. I'm not even kidding. It's actually getting more expensive to eat at McDonald's than to eat at a restaurant. So, for men, it's like you do the thing, and then you go back home and you continue working. For women, it's all about the atmosphere. And the thing that I find the most cancerous, Jesus fucking Christ, we need to sp share the bill! Oh, sharing the bill! And they bring on the calculator, and it's like, oh my fucking God, the level of cancer, especially if there's like a simp there and he offers to pay more, which is probably why they tag along the simp. But, you know, I think the essence of this is that men just don't give a shit. Like, they have stopped caring about the social stigma. And I think, like, that when they ask, like, what a woman is, I don't fucking know. But when they ask what a man is, it's like someone who doesn't give a fuck about the social stigma. Like, for instance, right? I'm married. And sometimes I go to eat alone at the restaurant. And I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of people would be horrified. It's like, oh my God, how can you do this? Like, oh no, that's not healthy for the man. Like, all of a sudden, a lot of people that are single become experts into what my wife likes or doesn't, you know, because they know, or other people know their marriages, and they assume that my marriage must be the same. So, like, eating out alone is horrifying. But no, like, I just feel, you know, like having something from a restaurant that I can't have at home, like a grill, for instance, right? Like, to set up the grill, to do all of these things, it's time-consuming. Like, sometimes I like doing it, you know? But other times, I just need to work. So I don't have time to set the grill, but I want to eat barbecue. So it's like, okay, I'm going outside. And I tell my wife, like, hey, do you want to come along? And she's like, no, I'm fine. So I go to the restaurant, I have a grill by myself, and I bring her something. And that's that, you know? And I'm pretty sure, like, many people are horrified. Oh, you can't do this. Oh, it can't be done. Oh, your marriage. Blah, 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 blah. But I don't give a fuck, right? Because I'm a man. I want to have a grill. I'm going to have a grill. Simple. It's not complicated, right? So this is what men do. It's like, oh, they want to go and eat alone. Then they go and eat alone. They want to go and eat with someone. They invite someone over. And much to the shock and the dismay of social media and on Twitter, on the armchair experts. It's like, but you're not supposed to. And it's the same thing with incel, I notice right now. You know, it's like the very word offends me, right? So, like, if you have a teenager that cannot get a girlfriend, oh, he's an incel. Like, he's defective. But on the other hand, if you have, like, a single mom or you have, like, someone in their 45s and they can't get a date, they can't get a significant other, even, like, trying to say that that would be a problem, you're the problem for bringing it up, right? But with the man, if a man is single, oh, incel, Or even worse, if a man is not interested in women. He's not gay. He's just not interested. You know, he doesn't want a date. He just wants to focus on his career. Oh, that's wrong as well. Or if a man just wants to focus on entertainment. He wants to watch TV. He wants to play video games. And then he goes to work, makes money, comes home. He likes that lifestyle. You know, he has casual sex, but he likes that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my Goto. Oh, my Goto, the destroyer of civilization. Like, you know, it's like all of these things that are weird. Like, if a man does it, it's bad. But if a woman does it, it's fine. Like, if a woman is in her 20s and she doesn't want a stable relationship and she just, like, seeps around and focuses on career. Oh, you go, girl. Go power. Blah, blah, blah. When a man does it, oh, the incel. Oh, why don't you talk to women? Oh, why don't you touch grass? And I'm just observing this, right? Because I'm married. I don't give a fuck. But, like, I'm just noticing the behavior towards other men that society has. And I find it interesting. It's interesting, because I have a son, and I guess, like, he's going to get the same type of behavior, right? Hopefully things will change by the time he grows up. But, I do think that being a man means not caring what other people think. Like, unless they're family members, unless they're your close friends, unless they're your neighbor, like, unless you have, like, some relationship with them, sure. But if it's, like, random people, just like, oh, how can he? It's like, who they're random faces. Why do you care what random people have to say? Let me know what you guys think, though, and as usual, I will see you in the comment section. Take care.